New Hampshire Now is about informed discussion with the leaders of our nation, state, and community. I'm Chris Ryan.
We're going to have a great time, Chris, and thank you very much. Your show is fantastic.
Great to talk to you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
I do think, although determination matters, I think support from people who believe in you matters even more.
I was living in a tent for 3 weeks. Very cold, very hard to try and get homework done. But I was determined to stay in school because, I mean, that was the only thing that was going to get me out of this situation regardless of where I am.
I get a chance to talk to your wife and I get to interview her, which I'm fixing to do and if next time I see her.
I do know that from spending a lot of time here in New Hampshire, people in New Hampshire expect to meet you face to face.
This is New Hampshire Now for the 24th day of April 2019. I am Chris Ryan. I appreciate you joining us for the program this hour of the show, brought to you by Riverbend Community Mental Health, caring for the behavioral health of the community by offering mobile psychiatric services. For more information, check out riverbendcmhc.org. Riverbend wants you to know that treatment works. This hour also presented by New England College and NEC.edu, offering over 35 undergraduate programs, graduate programs as well, including clinical mental health counseling. I encourage you to check out NEC.edu for more information. The New Hampshire Now program, as always, proudly presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council. New Hampshire's colleges and universities are the backbone of our state's economy and provide tremendous learning opportunities for all Granite Staters. I encourage you to check out visitnhcolleges.com. For more information, the New Hampshire Now Show also presented by New Futures. Advocate is a verb. For more information, check out new-futures.org. Appreciate joining us for the show. Lots to get to today in regards to politics and also playoffs, as the Boston Bruins, winners last night inside the TD Garden, 5-1 over the Toronto Maple Leafs to move on to the second round of the playoffs. It was a Game 7. The energy, the excitement in the building, absolutely phenomenal. And the Bruins gotten into a habit of beating the Leafs in Game 7s, as they have beaten them in Game 7 now three times in the last 6 years. So the Bruins move on, and really the production of their third and fourth lines were the reason for that, as Joachim Nordstrom was the first to score, Marcus Johansson second, and Sean Corrali with a big third goal for the Boston Bruins. Bruins went up 2-0 late in the first period of play. And then Corrali adding the tally for Boston early in the third period of play, and a great individual effort after the Leafs had cut it to 2-1. Bruins would go on to add two empty netters to win 5-1 and take on a Columbus Blue Jackets team which swept the Tampa Bay Lightning, one of the biggest upsets in sports history. And that series begins tomorrow night inside the TD Garden at 7 p.m. But first, let's talk Game 7 and the win for the Bruins. I caught up with the Bruins' Patrice Bergeron.
Bergy, just the emotion of winning this Game 7, what did you see as the keys?
I thought, you know, we stayed patient. You know, obviously getting the lead was huge. You know, you can never get away from that. But, you know, I thought they came back and they gave us a push, and we stayed composed and did the right things. And I thought we took care of the puck most of the night, and then we bounced. You know, obviously that third goal was huge by Sean, but yeah, I thought we composed and focused all night, and you know, talking about a lot about details, I thought tonight was a game of details, and we got it done.
What does it say about the group to win the series the way that you guys did? Obviously going on the road to win Game 6 and then here, does that mean something in your view moving forward?
Well, I think, you know, we've been there before. I think a lot of guys we've tried to rely on their experience, try to share that with the other guys also, that, you know, most of the young guys were with us last year and lived it also. So I think it's definitely a great character win for us tonight against a really good team, like I said. And now it's about next game. You got to enjoy this tonight, but then it starts pretty quickly, so be ready for Thursday.
Joachim Nordstrom was able to sneak the puck in between the post and Frederik Andersen to get the Bruins on the board and up 1-0 late in the first.
From the outside, you expect obviously the Marchand, Bergeron, and Roline, and obviously the other lines to have great success offensively. From your perspective, did your line come into this game expecting to have the type of impact that you had, and if you created opportunities, you'd be able to capitalize?
I mean, you never before a game, I would never say that you're not looking to score. And I think the key for us as a line is to play with the puck and play play below the goal line. I think that's one of our biggest strengths as a line. Trying to you know play a simple game. We were talking before the game, just throwing pucks at net, hoping for that the second opportunities. Tonight ended up going in for me, but I think the ones that weren't going in were creating second opportunities. We got pucks back and we're able to spend some time in their zone, and that's how we want to play.
How important was that first goal in totality? Because first period was pretty even. They had carried the play for a little bit. You score that goal against the play and build that 2-0 lead. Then the second, they were really strong, and obviously having that lead was significant.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you always, I wouldn't say it's crucial to score the first goal. It's not, but you want to obviously be up, play with the lead, extend the lead, and I thought we did a good job of that tonight.
How about Tuukka and his performance? It seemed like the number of times early in the game when it was tied, particularly the scoreless, he was having good reaction stops. And really throughout the course of the night, he was backboning a strong performance.
I think he was really good for us throughout the series. Bailed us out a lot of times. He came up with a lot of big stops tonight too, and having him behind us, it's been huge. You know, mistakes are going to happen, but he's been there to bail us out.
Finally, collectively as a group, what were you able to do defensively against one of the more talented groups in the league? And obviously the D-men and Tuukka were key, but forwards I thought did a really good job on the back check of making things difficult for their top players.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but it felt like they didn't spend as much time in our zone as the games before. Before I felt like they were able to play with the puck and you know, with a couple cycles here and there. Tonight I thought we did a good job cutting that off and breaking the puck out again.
This segment of the program brought to you by Suncook Dental. Dr. Andrew Albee and his team are phenomenal. Their focus is on your comfort and care as a patient. I encourage you to check out Suncook Dental at suncookdental.com. Appreciate you joining us for the show. I am Chris Ryan. We'll come back and talk some politics with Paul Steinhauser as Kamala Harris in the Granite State yesterday. Also, Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland, signifying that he may, in fact, primary challenge Donald Trump. We'll talk about that with Steiny just a little bit. Also, New Hampshire's political sage Tom Rath joins us on the program today as well. A lot to get to here on New Hampshire Now. I am Chris Ryan. Again, this hour of the program presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health as well as New England College. And this segment of the show brought to you by Suncook Dental.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council and also by New Futures. You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council and also by New Futures.
This is New Hampshire Now with 91450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program this hour of it, brought to you by ARP. New Hampshire government is broken and politicians are constantly getting into fights instead of getting results on key issues like the high cost of prescription drugs. For information, check out aarp.org/RX. This hour also presented by the Concord Food Co-op. Great food, great people. Dine in or shop. The Concord Food Co-op is a centerpiece of Concord's beautiful Main Street. For information, check out concordfoodcoop.coop. And this segment of the show brought to you by New England College and NEC.edu, offering over 35 undergraduate programs, graduate programs as well, including clinical mental health counseling. I encourage you to check out NEC.edu for more information. The segment also presented by Cheney's Apple House Furniture. Don't you dare buy furniture. Now, checking out Cheney's always low prices. To peruse their selection, go to nhfurniturestore.com. Boston Bruins 5-1 winners in Game 7 inside the TD Garden last night over the Toronto Maple Leafs, who have not won a Stanley Cup since 1967, have not won a playoff series since 2004, and have lost 3 Game 7s to the Bruins over the last 6 years. And that trend continued. Bruins came out strong. Leafs were able to answer with some good intensity and scoring opportunities middle first, but there's the Bruins that scored first as Joachim Nordstrom tallied for the Bruins. Then shortly after that, it was a beautiful individual effort by Marcus Johansson, who twirled around the net and put a shot up high, stick side on Frederik Andersen, the Leafs netminder, which put the Bruins up 2-0. They would lead 2-0 after the first period of play, go on to win 5-1. Here's my conversation with Marcus Johansson, who was picked up at the trade deadline from the Jersey Devils and scored the game winner in Game 7. Bruins D was also phenomenal through the course of this contest, and a real standout was Brandon Carlo, who missed each of the last two playoff seasons due to injury. He was in the lineup and a big factor for the Bruins in this Game 7.
Brandon, obviously the D was key in the success you guys had. What does that mean to have a shutdown Game 7 the way that you guys did?
I think it's kind of focused on our roots. We're a good defensive team, and when we start out playing a good defensive style, the offense comes. So overall, our forwards have done a fantastic job the past couple games and kind of resetting and, you know, going hard on that forecheck and allowing us to get our gaps, and everything starts from there. So I'd have to get a lot of credit to the forwards on the defensive side of the puck.
Tuukka was obviously phenomenal, but it seemed like you guys did a really good job of limiting high-quality scoring opportunities. What were the keys for that, particularly against their skilled players?
I'd say letting him see the puck in particular, and then eliminating the rebounds and getting under sticks. So they funnel a lot of pucks to the front of the net, and especially from the top. Morgan Riley shoots the puck really well. Zaitsev, all those guys, they do a really good job putting the puck to net. So as defensemen, we really focused on keeping them on the outside.
What does it mean to this group to win the series the way that you did? Losing Game 5 here, going on the road for a great road win, and then the win here in Game 7. What do you think that means moving forward?
I think it just gives us that experience, knowing that we can, you know, battle all the way through 7 games. We did a really good job coming back, and two elimination games are hard to get through, and we did a phenomenal job just keeping our composure and playing on.
What does it mean as well to have the third and fourth lines contribute the way they did here in Game 7? You guys are obviously heavily reliant on how good those top two lines are.
Yeah, it's great. You know, they do a phenomenal job even when they're not getting points, just getting the puck in, banging bodies, and making it hard on their defensemen over there. So I can tell you that as a defenseman, I wouldn't really want to play against those lines. They do a great job getting in there and making you very uncomfortable.
This is New Hampshire Now, 1-9-1450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of the show, presented by ARP New Hampshire, as well as the Concord Food Co-op, and this segment of the program brought to you by New England College, as well as Cheney's Apple House Furniture and nhfurniturestore.com.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council, and also by New Futures.